Everything that happened to you up until this moment, everything that you've done, every quote sin, unquote, which Patanjali said there's no such thing. There are only things that are connected to source and not connected. But everything that you have done that you might, quote, have some shame about, or you might regret or whatever, everything. You take a look at your past and you say to yourself, I did what I knew how to do, given the conditions of my life at that time, and I've learned what I have to learn from it, and I'm going to move on from it. And you never, but never, regret what you did. In fact, I believe you only regret what you don't do. You don't regret what you do. I have a line that I use over and over again in my life. It's called, don't die wondering. Don't die wondering. That's how I play tennis. Every tournament that I've ever in, I hit every ball out as hard as I can hit it. Playing sensibly. I've been playing tournament tennis. I know how to play this game. And I know that I'm going to win some and I'm going to lose some. And that's just the way, that's the nature of it. And if I won them all, then there'd be no point in going out and playing, would there? I mean, so if I already knew I was going to win every time I played, there'd be no point. I remember my friend Stuart Wilde saying that he used to teach people about going through the firewalks, you know, teaching people how to walk across hot coals without getting their feet burned. And he'd say, every once in a while, he'd say, there'd be somebody would have blisters on their feet and they'd come complaining and say, what happened? He said, look, every single person who walked across the coals walked across and no one ever got burnt, he said, there'd be no point in doing it. He said, you gotta burn a few. Otherwise, there's no challenge, right? I mean, if you just already knew before you did it, you just say, okay, I'll just stay in bed. That's not that's Stuart. You have to know Stuart. Man, I love very much. So the example I always give is when I was in high school, I was afraid of asking this particular girl to go out. Her name was Janice Nelson. She was so gorgeous. And to me, she was just outside of my realm of possibilities. Today, I think in terms of all possibilities, but in those days, I said, all possibilities except Janice, just too gorgeous for me, you know? And so there were times when I would just dial the phone, you know, to try to call, and then just as she would answer the phone, I would hang it up. And I just could never bring myself to just ask her to go out with me. She was just, for some reason, and obviously it's my fear of rejection and so on at that time when I was 17 years old. So we have our 30-year high school reunion. And I get there and, of course, now everybody wants to dance with me, you know. Very different than it was when I was in high school. So Janice, you know, she got the lottery and got a ticket. No, I'm just kidding. But I was dancing with Janice. And I was telling her this story. And I was telling her how I really wanted to dance with her and I really wanted to take her to the movies. I wanted to take her to see a movie downtown in downtown Detroit, South Pacific. I really just wanted to take her. And I just didn't have the moxie, whatever it is, and she looked at me and she said, you know, Wayne, she said, when I was in high school, I used to think you were the cutest guy. And I always wished that you would have called me. I used to tell my girlfriends, why doesn't he ever call? I know he likes me. And I went, no. You'd never regret what you do. I would have called and she'd have said yes or whatever. It would have been over. But instead, you regret what you don't do. It's now 40 years later. And I still wish I could go back and take Janice to see South Pacific at the Fox Theater in downtown Detroit. All right. So anyway, you just don't die wondering. You change your awareness of yourself. You look at your past. And the nice thing about this is you look at the past of everyone else as well. And you just make a shift. And the shift that you make that says, I did what I had to do in order to get to this place. And I had the experiences that I had. And if you were molested, or if you were abandoned, or if you were beat up, if somebody borrowed money from you and didn't pay it back, or somebody said terrible things about you, or whatever it is, all of this stuff about your past, it becomes, they say, you know, your biography becomes your biology. Your biography becomes your biology. It literally will impact you in a physical way. Carolyn Mace put a wonderful tape out about that years ago called Why People Don't Heal, one of the best tapes I've ever heard. And she describes and talks about this whole idea. I've often used the metaphor of standing on the stern of a boat, of a speedboat, and looking down at the water, and you're heading in one direction at 45 knots, and you're looking down at the water, and what you see is the wake. And the wake is the trail that is left behind. That's what it is. So you ask yourself the question, if this is a metaphor for your life, what's driving the boat? What's making my life go forward? And the answer to that is that the present moment energy that's being generated by the engine is what makes the boat go in the direction that it's going. That is, the thoughts that you are thinking right now are making your life go in the direction that it's going. And then you ask this question, is it possible for the wake to drive the boat? That is, can the trail that is left behind in your life be the reason why you're going the way you're going? It's an illusion. It's a trail that's left behind. That's what it is. It can't drive the boat. But you may believe that, and you may be hung up on that. You change your awareness of yourself. You look at your past and say, all of these things are what I did in order to get to this place. And every fall that I ever had provided me with the energy to propel myself to a higher place. Virtually every spiritual advance that you make in your life is preceded by a fall of some kind or another. A rejection, sometimes an accident, sometimes an illness, sometimes the death of someone close to you, a breakup in a relationship, an abandonment issue, a robbery, a sickness, a hospitalization, a fire, whatever it might be. These kinds of things generally provide us with the energy to propel us to a higher place. They get us to these higher places. And instead of being in a state of saying these things shouldn't have happened and poor me and look at all the things that I have done and look at all the things I haven't done and all of that, you look at it all and you look back there at the entire past and you say, it all had to happen in order for me to get here. And the evidence, it did. That's all you need. It did. You can't undo it. It all happened. Now you can either grow from it or you can feel guilty about it. You can move on from it or you can be in anguish about it. But it makes no difference. It makes no difference whatsoever. It's all going to be exactly what it was. Changing your awareness of it frees you from any of the anxiety about anything that should or shouldn't have happened. You change your perceptions or your awareness about your future, about what it is that is coming your way. It's a big part of what this program is about, or what it means to be living an inspired life. Your future is on its way. And what it is that is on its way is your being in vibrational harmony by offering up to the desires that you have that are in rapport with your source the same kinds of energies, the same kinds of frequencies. So to the idea that I would like to attract wealth into my life is the thought, it's on its way, I'm working towards that, there's nothing that can stop it. Thank you, God, in advance for having it show up. Oh, there's a penny right over there. Oh, thank you for that symbol of abundance. There's another example of it. Oh, look at this over here. And every time you see anything that even reflects in the most minute of ways that abundance is flowing into your life, you get yourself into a state of gratitude. You get yourself into a state of joy. That's what your future is. Finally, you change your perceptions of yourself as a being of intellect, and you begin to see yourself as a genius. There are no limitations in what it is that you are capable of learning. You are not in any way restricted. Your IQ numbers are totally meaningless. IQ tests only reveal how well you take IQ tests, and nothing more.